Have you seen or heard Jaron Lanier's book, You Are Not a Gadget?
No, I don't know that one.
You know who he is?
No, but, well, explain to me who he is.
Well, it'd be worth just check him out. He helped invent the internet, and now he's going, wait a minute, we better watch, there's some disservices here. And he's quite a accomplished experimental musician too. He's played with Ornette and George Clinton, keyboards and stuff. He's a hippie dude who invented the internet. And if you go to Jaron Lanier's website and read the article from the Guardian on him, you just get a good little encapsulated view. But anyways, he's talking this up big time and getting major press with his book, You Are Not a Gadget, because it's
what's
sort of
music like.
You know, I haven't heard his music. He's a music inventor, but when I saw him speak a couple a month ago, he came out and blew this Laotian sort of woodwind instrument.
Yeah, and, yeah, very toxic. A multi.
Yes. And it was really good. It didn't sound like fake world music. It just sounded really cool.
But we're talking about a multi-pipe thing, right?
It's a multi-pipe thing. And then he said, listen, this is basically the first computer. And then he talked a little about how it's a prototype for a pipe organ. And then my other friend started saying, well, all the heavy intellectuals of all time were always pipe organ freaks. Or there were a lot of them. So it was just an interesting through line. But anyways, I think if you spent some time with him, you'd understand he's quite the intellectual, but still freaky outsider thinking and, you know, rather interesting approach to this. Similar, I wish.
I think I must have read something by him at some point.
Yeah, because he's basically saying, we're getting screwed here. I was all for the internet, but creative people are not going to be able to make money. And he's not like, I need to make money. It's not that. He's saying, we got to develop something. So it's just forcing people to reinvent a new way. He says, you know, musicians had to stop making money from their gigs and get money from their T-shirt sales. And then there's just going to be a thing where you click on a button on your computer and it spits out a T-shirt, you know.
The thing that I like to say about money is, I hate money, but my landlady loves it.
I read that line. You that is good.